Welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi video review. I'm Noah Richmond.
And I'm Darren Goldsby.
And today we are talking about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
But we are survivors!
It was a virus created by scientists in a lab. You can't blame the apes.
Who the hell else am I gonna blame? They already killed off half the planet.
If we have to fight, then we fight them.
There is another option. I have an idea.
I need to speak to Caesar!
Set 15 years after the events of Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn opens by reintroducing the ape characters that we knew from the first film. These are characters that had been experimented upon with a virus that turns out to evolve apes. It evolves their mentality so that they have speech, so they can communicate. At the same time, it turns out that this virus has the side effect of killing humans. So this has turned into a global pandemic for humanity. In the meantime, the apes have been living on their own in Muir Woods in Northern California. They've created their own society. They haven't seen humans for years, and they've come to the conclusion that humanity has wiped itself out. This conclusion turns out to be very rapidly challenged when they find a group of humans wandering through their woods. And this group turns out to be a very small group coming from a much larger group of humans that are very well armed and very desperate.
Wait, what? They took our gun. If one of us dead, we'd be dead already.
Maybe they're just taking their time. They already killed off half the planet already.
You can't honestly blame the apes.
Who the hell else am I gonna blame? It was a simian flu.
It was a virus created by scientists in a lab.
So Darren, what did you think of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
I thought it was great. I loved it. It had all the right notes and left the theater with a smile on my face. You know? What did you think of it?
Well, okay, so we got to start out by explaining that I was offered this screening, I said no. Mm-hmm. I had absolutely no interest in a remake of Planet of the Apes. I hadn't seen the last one. I was dead set against seeing this one. It's really only because you told me to have an open mind.
Yeah.
To just give it a try. I went ahead and I honestly have to say it was phenomenal.
Yeah, well, that's the way you felt about this movie is the way I felt about the previous one, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, because there was this apprehension because of the previous Tim Burton debacle that he made, and that was just awful. So it was almost like calling it a Planet of the Apes movie was an injustice because it could have been its own movie and its own title. In fact, I think that actually gave it a little crutch, But yeah, I was a huge fan of the original, and of course, coming into this movie, I was optimistic, and boy, what a movie. I mean, and I'm glad you actually saw it, you know, and gave this movie a chance because, you know.
Right. Now, I'm really glad I gave it a chance, too. There's three key points that I'd want to hit about it. One is it really reminded me of somewhat the early scene in 2001 where the apes are meeting the monolith and you're seeing the evolution of human beings through apes. Also a little bit of the movie Quest for Fire, where it's you're examining ape people, ape human behavior, as it were. And I was very much surprised how much these past two apes films really were focused on that much more than what I would think of Planet of the Apes being. The second thing that comes to mind is it really reminded me a lot of Battlestar Galactica, how you had this original series in the 1970s that was then completely reinvented for television and done with a lot more seriousness and a lot more depth of what it wanted to explore. And then the third thing, and this is where I risk sounding very pretentious, but let me just go with it for a second. The third thing it had me thinking of was Shakespeare.
Oh, God.
And the reason for this is that something that's always struck me in literature classes is how Shakespeare really was writing pulp fiction for his time. Mm. He was taking very common pulp themes in a lot of his plays, taking very, very popular pulp themes, and just doing them very well with a lot of characterization and a lot of depth. And I was really impressed with how much it plays into that kind of a literary tradition of that we have in certainly in filmmaking and theater and plays, but also just in literature in general. I think you could say similar things for some of our comic book writers like Alan Moore, Neil Gaiman, some early work of Frank Miller, where they really tackle what is sort of a fun, pulpy, original comic book story, but taking the idea behind it and really doing it very fully with a lot of depth and richness and complexity.
Well, yeah, and I agree, because Matt Reeves, the director, really, I don't know where his influences were for this, but he really brought you in as far as the character development. It was very ambiguous in how you were looking at the characters, because there was, as you mentioned, gray areas. And yeah, because like when Malcolm and Caesar, they were like a facsimile of each other, because they both shared the struggles of their community and wanted the best for them, but also saw that doing what was best for them may interfere what's best for the other community. And so to have this struggle between Caesar and Malcolm, you know, they both kind of appreciated each other's position. And I think when you see that, it's like, you know, who's the monster and who's not? Because you've got humans that were capable of such bad things, as they talked about with Komba, where he had this life of being tortured as a lab rat, basically. And, you know, he becomes this centerpiece as far as the story goes, you know, and kind of becomes the motivator for the turning events with the apes. But yeah, this is the way the director ties you in and brings you into this emotional feeling towards both parties, you know, Caesar and Malcolm. I mean, you can understand why Malcolm does some of the things he does, and you can certainly understand why the apes and Caesar do what they do. So,
yeah. Yeah, and that's really, that was the thing that blew me away about this. It's unbelievable that this big budgeted of a summer blockbuster can produce something this intelligent and with this much complexity. There's no bad guy who's just completely bad. Everybody has motivation that you can see. You can see why they would do what they do.
Exactly. I mean, it's not obvious why this person's doing what they're doing, because, you know, I would, like, for example, when Komba's going there and doing what he's doing, I thought, well, if that was me in a lab being tested on for God knows how many years, then I would probably be a little upset at said, you know, at humans. I tell you what, you know what, the one thing that's impressive is, name me the last time any blockbuster movie, the dialogue was subtitles.
Yeah.
And you had the subtitles representing the apes communicating in, you know, their sign language, but...
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It seems like they almost took a risk by having these apes doing sign language with subtitles through the whole film. That certainly seems like it might keep away some younger audiences.
Yeah. Well, when it first starts off, it's not your typical start off with explosions and fire. Of course, you know, you do see them on a monkey on a horse with a machine gun. That's but, you know, it doesn't start off with an action grabber, a hook. It starts off developing it, and I think that's the magic of it. It draws you in.
Well, what I would say that I liked about it is it didn't fall into the extreme of sentimentality. It didn't fall into the extreme of just grim nihilism, but it did not resolve anything for you. It left you as a thinking human being to come to your own conclusions.
I think if anything, it left me wanting to watch more. I can't wait till the sequel, or actually, what is it, three? The third one coming in. And yeah, it's great, because it really brings you back into the mythology of the Planet of the Apes stories.
So, in conclusion, I would say that I was very impressed with this film. I would give it a very strong recommendation. I don't have enough good things to say about this movie.
I concur. Just go out and watch it and just appreciate movie making at its best, and just, you know, it's a great movie. You know, highly recommended.
Yes.
Go watch it.